Hallelujah. God's so good, isn't he?
Don't you love the Lord?
Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Heaven talks about hallelujahs. And according to the scripture, the word of the Lord, there are four hallelujahs in the Bible. And there are a lot of churches today that have lost their zeal and their excitement. Matter of fact, let me tell you something. Did you know that a lot of denominational churches, if they were to walk in here tonight and see this, you know what they would do? They would turn their nose up at it, and they'd put their thumbs down it, and they'd walk out. There's only one problem. Most of their beginnings were just like this. They used to shout. The old Methodists would get slain in the spirit talking in tongues. Most Baptist preachers today teach that speaking in tongues is not of God. But I'm telling you, folks, the old Baptist camp meetings, they said by the thousands, they would get slain in the Holy Ghost, talking in tongues as the Spirit was giving them the utterance. That's right. Most major denominations today, in their beginnings, they worshiped the Lord. But money, pride, got in the way. You watch this. Every industrialized nation and area, after a while, begins to degenerate. Travel to Europe. You don't believe what I'm telling you. Go to Europe, friend. You'll see things there. You think America's bad. You go to Europe where the great revivals broke out in Wales, where the Pentecostal power fell and denominational churches were stirred by John and Charles Wesley. Now go look at them. They became industrialized. Money, pride. People don't want to do that anymore. Now, it's come across the seas. America is the same way. We're too smart to have God anymore. So you know what's happening? Now in the third world countries, folks, whole villages are getting baptized in Jesus' name. Whole villages are speaking in tongues. Did you know that the island of Taiwan, that the majority of the people there are Pentecostal? The Holy Ghost has infiltrated every area and segment and society of that great nation. Do you know what a Catholic priest said about us down in South America? He said, the problem we've got with you people, he said, we don't have that with other denominations. They just come in and kind of, you know, play around a little bit. He said, but you people, you're like bulldozers. You just come through and take the whole thing. Somebody is going to worship the Lord. Somebody is going to praise the Lord. Somebody's going to say, He means more to me than all that I have and own. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, God, I'll tell you what, I'm going to heaven with people from South America. And I want you to know one thing. They're not going to love Jesus more than I'm going to love Jesus. They are not going to love the Lord more than I'm going to love the Lord. Folks, in those churches, they literally have to have a bell. And they have to ring it. And ring it. And ring it. And ring it. To get the people to sit down, to keep from worshiping the Lord so they can move on with the service. Oh, we're going to love the Lord. You know why? Because they're going to be there in heaven. And my hallelujah is going to be just as real as theirs. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The universal word around the world that means the same thing in every language is hallelujah. In every language, it's hallelujah. It don't matter what's Chinese, don't matter what's Russian. It don't matter whether it's in any nation. It's always the same. Hallelujah. You know what? Before we do this, we're going to shout hallelujah. Let me tell you this. What they do in heaven is that they're going to be shouting hallelujah. And Jesus prayed this, that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I am convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt, if you can't shout hallelujah here,
all right,
you'll never shout it over there. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Brother Smith, stand and shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Say it again! Boy, that sounds good to me. Brother Adam Lewis, stand and shout hallelujah! Oh, man, that's bass. Hallelujah. Brother Martinez, stand and shout hallelujah. Oh.
Hallelujah.
That's what the Bible says. The Bible says there's going to be four hallelujahs in heaven. When I get to that first hallelujah, everybody on this side will be shouting hallelujah when I tell you to. We're going to practice it first. Everybody on this side, stand and shout hallelujah. Y'all think y'all can beat that? Y'all think y'all can beat that? Oh, do you? Brother Wilson, y'all think y'all can beat that? He knows you can. When I get to that second hallelujah, I want everybody, I'll tell you what to say. All right, everybody on this side, stand and shout hallelujah. Y'all are in trouble. Y'all are in trouble. Let's all stand and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah again.
Hallelujah.
Let's give the Lord a hand praise. Oh God. Isn't it so good? Let's stand for the reading of the word of the Lord to Revelation, the 19th chapter and the first verse. Church, I'm going to give you a key tonight. When I am sometimes weeping my hardest and I am paddling through it, I'll just get alone in the prayer room and I'll go through that prayer room saying, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And when I do it, the devil knows what I'm telling him. He knows what I'm saying. From now on, Sister Candy, when you use that word hallelujah, you and Sister Debbie both are brand new. And after you hear this message tonight, you're going to know what it means when you say it. And the devil's going to know what you mean when you say it. Oh, when you nail him with these four hallelujahs, he knows. You got his number. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Revelation 19 and 1. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah. Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. I just had a preacher call me the other night. He said, I heard about that four hallelujah message of yours, and I'm fixing to preach it in my church. He said, what in the world does that first one mean? He said, and what does that second one mean? I got excited all over just talking about it. I said, I ain't going to tell you yet. And glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are His judgments. For we have judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with the fornication, and had avenged the blood of His servants at her hand. And again they said, Hallelujah! And her smoke rose up forever and ever. That's the second one. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen! Hallelujah! That's the third one. And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God! Praise our God! All ye His servants, and ye that fear Him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah! For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And He saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called into the marriage supper of the Lamb. And He saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. Preacher, tonight, a little while upon this thought, the 4 hallelujahs of God. And the 4 hallelujahs of heaven. Come, would you pray over the remainder of this service?
Church, let's all pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, as we enter into this part of the service, God, the most important part, the part, God, where You come and commune with us, where we're taken a little bit higher, God, than we've been, where we step out of the flesh and step into the Spirit. Tonight, God, let Your anointing rest here. God, let us hear from the Word of God. Let us hear from the throne of God. God, let it be with power. Let it be with authority. God, touch Your minister tonight. Anoint him, God. Strengthen him, God. Anoint our ears to hear. Anoint our minds to understand. Anoint our souls to worship You, God. Let there be a praise in this place from this moment forward. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Let's give the Lord another hand praise together, shall we? Hallelujah. Come on, let's really clap to the Lord. Come on, let's really clap to the Lord. Hallelujah. Before you're seated, everybody shout hallelujah. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. Bible scholars that have studied the book of Revelation have realized that it was an in-depth touch of God and visitation of God upon a man's life. That this man had an insight through the Spirit of God to see things, not only for his hour, but for the final hour. And I can imagine the Spirit of God that was upon John the Revelator as he felt the heavy hand of the power of the Holy Ghost. And he picked up the pen of inspiration and began to write a warning for those churches of Asia Minor, but also a warning for all the last generation that was to come, and a word of encouragement to the church that all would be well. To feel that touch of God. And you look at the book of Revelation and you read the writings of John. You see a man who was so caught up in the Holy Ghost that he writes it in the present tense. This is something that he is seeing at that moment. He was in such a realm of the Holy Ghost, church, that it was as though it were being unveiled and happening right before his eyes. I can almost feel that spirit upon John as he hears the thundering hooves of the four horses of the apocalypse. And his mind is expanded in the Holy Ghost. And he sees the sounding, hears the sounding of the trumpets and the breaking of the seals, and begins to see the Holocaust that is to come upon the world. Men who have studied out the book of Revelation said that in a short time, over half of the world's population shall be destroyed by war and by famine and by pestilence. My God, can you imagine what John must have been going through? How his mind, what in the world it took the Holy Ghost just to keep his sanity as he saw all of these things. If I understand what John saw, then that lets me know in just a few years' time, during the Great Tribulation, over 2.5 billion people will die by war and by famine. Folks, let me tell you something. This America and our world is swiftly moving toward judgment. My God, all I gotta say to the party revelers is you better party while you have a chance. You better get drunk while you got a chance. Drug addicts better enjoy their drugs while they got a chance. Because trouble is coming to this old world. I want to make this mention of this. There's a very dear friend of mine that I'm to go preach for not too long from now. And he has been a cattle farmer. God saved him and filled him with the Holy Ghost and called him to preach. And he got into the cattle business. Later on moved up and became one of the hierarchy in the Brammer Association and in the Cattle Association all over America. He's known a lot of politicians. He now pastors in Arkansas. And he was talking to a very wealthy old man. And this is what the old man said. Here is a man that does not know God. He said, I'm going to tell you, they're going to break us. He said, there is something afoot in our world that is going to break every one of us. He said, I don't understand what it means, but it is swiftly moving us toward a Holocaust. My God, hear me, church. If men in the world understand what is happening, it's time for the church of the living God to open our eyes, not to be afraid, not to look around, but look up. The Bible said, look up. When things begin to happen in our hour, look up, for your redemption is drawing nigh. My God, I'm glad I'm not in this world lost. I said, I'm glad I'm going home tonight filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on now, preach with me tonight. I'm glad tonight I'm going to lay my head down on a pillow and have a clear conscience and my mind all right and everything okay between I and the Lord. God have mercy. He's up over here. Let me tell you something, church. Don't you change and give away what you have. There's nothing in this world that is worth it. And I read the book of Revelation and I see these things. And finally, in Revelation, the 18th chapter, John looks at Babylon destroyed in 1 hour. It looks to me as I read this, it looks like nuclear holocaust. Let me tell you something, folks. They're crying peace and safety. But if I understand the scripture, their peace is going to be a false peace. And they're going to get it by war. And out of all of this, there's going to rise up an antichrist. According to the scripture, let me tell you something. These movie makers are not dumb. I've read some excerpts from some of the movies they've been putting out. To my shock and amazement, I saw a seal, and it looked like the seal of the presidency of the United States of America. And in the middle of that seal was the number 666. Come on now, where did they get that? A lot of the Satanist cult today. Do you know what the number is that they use? Yes, sir. They write it on the walls where they worship Satan. It's 666.
6 in Israel that is already used upon the license plates. 666. It's happening all over the world. If you're a visitor here tonight, my God, things are going on around you that you'll not hear from any other pulpit. But this pulpit is getting a church ready. We are getting ready. This pulpit is declaring the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. This generation shall not pass away. Come on, church. Hallelujah. I believe I'm going to live to see the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you did not read it in the newspaper the other day, it was about 3 days ago. The sea scrolls, the Jews have sat on it. They didn't want it out because they knew what those scrolls said. Those Dead Sea Scrolls began to talk about a crucified Messiah who was executed. The Jews didn't want that. But I'm here to tell the Jews he's still the Messiah. He's still the Messiah. Hallelujah. And he's coming back. He's coming back for the church that has been bought by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Oh, John the Revelator saw Babylon. That's the political Babylon. That's the religious Babylon. That is the economic Babylon. Destroyed in 1 hour because of war. And out of the midst of all of that, while he was in the midst of the death and dying, suddenly the Bible says, oh, the angel of the Lord, the Spirit of God, called him to come up higher. Come on up out of that trouble and tribulation. Let me tell you something, church. Just keep on walking. Just keep on going. Somewhere, someday, in the middle of those trials, you're going to hear a call from on high. Just keep on and keep it on. One of these days, we're going to come up out of these ashes. We're going to come up out of this trouble. I'm telling you, don't quit loving God. Don't quit worshiping the Lord. Come on, some of you, you'd rather have a pity party than to have a hallelujah party. You'd rather sit around licking your wounds. But not old John. When he heard the call, he said, I'm ready. I'm ready. Up out of the midst of that trouble he came. And oh, as he got close to heaven, let me tell you what he heard. He heard a bunch of people sitting around saying, wasn't it bad? It was such a bad ordeal. Oh, it was so terrible. I was so persecuted. I was so talked about. I was so beat down. It was so bad living for God. I didn't know I was going to hardly make it. When that gate opened for him and he stepped inside, I'm here to tell you there wasn't nobody sitting around there weeping and a crying. The first thing he heard was a hallelujah. My God, it reverberated across the hills of glory. When he stepped inside the gate, the first thing that hit him was a hallelujah. It was a triumphant church. Hallelujah. It was a redeemed church out of the grave, out of this old world. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Yeah, I seem to be able to preach a little bit better without that jacket on. Glory to God. I'm telling you, the first thing that's going to hit your mind when you enter into heaven is hallelujah. It's going to be automatic, folks. Do you know the next thing to the name of Jesus that is in the Pentecostal vocabulary is hallelujah? Do you know one of the first things that people say after they get the Holy Ghost, you know what it is? It's hallelujah. After I got the Holy Ghost, I said, hallelujah, I got the Holy Ghost. The first thing he heard when he got into heaven was hallelujah. I'm going to tell you why. They were excited about something.
You know what it was? The word salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. You know why they were shouting hallelujah? Because they realize I've made it. Oh, hallelujah. He has saved me. He has redeemed me. He cleansed me. I was a liar. I was a gambler. I was a cheater. I lived a life of sin. I can't believe it, but here I am. I've got a robe of white on me. I've got a crown on my head. I feel this in my soul. I got a brand new body. Oh, hallelujah. Folks, let me tell you, you're going to shout hallelujah when you get to heaven, because it's going to dawn on you, I have made it. Oh, hallelujah, I'm saved. And you know what? You know what? People tell me sometimes, you know what? I'm just not like that. I just don't get excited. Things don't excite me. And I just don't feel like that's necessary in the Church of the Living God. I think we need to be a little bit more dignified. The preacher, he shouldn't sweat so much. And what's the matter with that preacher up there? God have mercy. I'm telling you, folks, when you got the real thing, and the real genuine has got you, there's something in you that cannot sit still. Somewhere in the middle of that worship service, if you don't do any more than just whoo, 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 Paul said, we have sat in heavenly places. And I'm telling you, when the God of my salvation comes to His church, there ain't no way under God's heaven that you can just sit there and say, well, well, what was that that just came through the church? That was Jesus. That was the captain of my salvation. Hallelujah. Let me see that. Let me tell you what. The devil doesn't mind anybody shouting in heaven. But down here on earth, he goes, go do that at the football game. My God, some of them get so excited at the UT football game, it's one of them will tear their head off and put it on somebody else's shoulders. My God, it's the truth, folks. I used to be out there. I used to play football. And I've been in the stands before I got saved. My God, they would take they'd beat on one another. Ah! They just made a touchdown. Poor Bora. Beer on top of one another and scream and rave. And listen, you know what I'm saying. And throw their hats on the ground and jump up and down. And my God, they look crazy. And then they come to the house of God and say, oh, listen, devil. You got your fun out there at the football game. We got our fun here. You taking your crown to hell? We're taking ours to heaven. Woo! Come on. These feet are going to walk on the street of glory. I'm going to see Jesus. Everybody say hallelujah. Everybody say hallelujah. You may be seated. So I'm telling you, it don't have to happen all the time. Let that go get something. Come on, get on you. And you're going to feel that. You're going to say, what was that? That's the first hallelujah. That's what you're going to be doing in heaven. But if you can't do it here, you're not going to be doing it over there. But you know what you need to do? You just need to look the devil in the face when he's telling you, you're a sorry, no good for nothing, low down, three-time loser. My God, sometime I've just clenched my teeth, gritted my teeth and balled up my fist and said, hallelujah. You're not my God anymore. You don't hold me anymore.
Get out of my way. I'm going home. Get out of my way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Folks, he hates it. But understand this about the devil. He is a fighter. He understands the spoils go to the victor. He knows that. Let me tell you, some of you, the devil has told you things that he don't even believe himself about you. He's told you, why, you little weak thing, you're a nobody. You're a loser. You can't make it. And the whole time he said, oh, I hope they believe me. If she rises up one more time in the Holy Ghost, I don't know what I'm going to do. What am I going to tell my boss? He will throw me in the pit. I'm telling you, the weakest Christian on their knees is more powerful than the most powerful devil of hell. I'm telling you, I can pick out the weakest Christian in here tonight. And I want you to know you make the demons tremble when you... Jesus. 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 He shut up. Hallelujah. There was a man possessed. He was an alcoholic. And so he and a couple of brothers went over. And this one new brother hadn't been in the church long. He went over to them to the house to pray with this man. And those demons began to cry out of that man. Those demons began to rage. And they tried to cast the devil out. And they were having some good success for a while. Until finally one of them spoke out and called the name of that new convert. And said, I know who you are. You are possessed of alcohol spirit. Man, when he said that, that poor new convert, their eyeballs about popped out of their head. Man, you thought they was in the graveyard at midnight on Halloween. He said, I got up and ran out of there so fast, I ran all the way back to the church just a trembling and shaking. And said, oh, he knew my name. And he knew who I was. And he said, he's going to get me again. But those two that had been in it long enough stayed there and cast that devil out. And finally they went back to that brother and said, he's delivered. But brother, hear me. You don't run from that anymore. He said, yeah, but I thought, no, he can't jump on you. He can't jump on you. We say, you got power in the blood of the Lamb. You have power in your salvation. You have power in the name of the Lord. You have power in the Holy Ghost. Come on, you don't run. I said, you don't run. You don't run. You look him in the face and you say, hallelujah. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Y'all ready? Are y'all ready? Oh, y'all not ready. Are y'all ready? No, y'all are ready, aren't you? Are y'all ready? How many glad you talked in tongues? Y'all ain't ready. Y'all ready? How many glad y'all baptized in Jesus' name? How many glad you've been born again of the water of the Spirit? Woo! You may be seated. Oh, I want heaven to hear it tonight. If you're glad you got the Holy Ghost and you've been redeemed, stand and shout hallelujah. Uh-uh. What are y'all doing? Uh-uh. What are y'all doing? Hey, that wasn't supposed to be. Oh, that wasn't supposed to be. Y'all know that, don't you? They're the second hallelujah, aren't they? All right, right? But there's something about feeling this Holy Ghost. I want to tell every visitor that is here tonight. I know what some of you are thinking. I thought the same thing. I said, I'll never. I said, these people are crazy. I'll never act like that. But when you get the Holy Ghost and you speak in tongues and you get baptized in Jesus' name and your sins get washed away, I'm telling you just can't help it. It's just there. You just want to say it. Come on, everybody, sit down. Everybody that's glad you got the Holy Ghost, stand to your feet and shout hallelujah. Woo, clap your hands to the Lord. I'm glad I'm ready. Hallelujah. You may be seated in Jesus' name. For too unrighteous are His judgments. John began to write about something very unique. There's going to come the time God's going to do it. He's going to judge the tormentor of the church. He's going to judge the tormentor of your soul. He's going to pour out tribulation upon this world. I believe every demon is going to feel it. And I want you to know when the church sees the judgments of God upon the tormentor of their soul, not that they're going to be saddest, but there's going to be a hallelujah that's going to come from the depth of their soul. Devil, this is for you. You got this coming. Amen. Hallelujah. I hate it. I can't stand it. There's a statement in the world. It makes me sick. And they name a beer and they say, this one is for you. My God, have mercy. I want you to know we got a second hallelujah. And we're going to tell the devil from heaven, Mr. Devil, this one is for you. And all your lying spirits and the false prophets of the world. Folks, one of these days, we're going to dance on the devil. Well, we're going to shout hallelujah. Come on, sometimes when I'm down, I get up off the ground and I just do me a little dance. I said, this is for you, devil. Hallelujah. My God is going to judge you. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Folks, you've got to be in the middle of a fight to understand what it's like to appreciate that second hallelujah. There's something about the battle. You have fought the demons. You hear that old spirit whisper in your ear and say, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. You can't make it this time. I've come harder than I did the last time. You barely made it through the last one. How you think you're going to make it through this one? Somewhere down deep in your soul, there comes that word, hallelujah. Folks, the next time you get in a trial, you say, Mr. Devil, hallelujah number two for you. My God, He's going to judge you. He's going to judge all of your false spirits. He's going to judge the false church. He's going to judge all the lying prophets. Every one of you, you're coming down. My God. Folks, let me tell you something. You listen, the devil talks to you, and you know he does. And some of you have been going through it lately. He tells you what he's going to put you through. You just look at him and say, oh, man, don't you know what God's going to do to you? Folks, you talk about let you go. He'll turn you loose like a hot potato. You tell him, just come on, Mr. Devil. But there's coming a time when my God is going to bring you down. The Bible said one angel is going to ban Lucifer and throw him into hell. It ain't going to take 1,000 angels. It's going to only take one. Hallelujah. I remember I was a runt of a little boy. Well, I ain't that way no more, but I was then. I was a runt of a little boy. And at school, first grade especially, that's when you stake out your turf. And I'll tell you what my turf was. It was about 1 inch by 1 inch by 1 inch by 1 inch. That's about as far as I had kicked dirt. And I got just pushed around a whole lot. But I had a next door neighbor, and we called him Booger. And Booger was a big guy. He flunked so many times that Booger was about 3 grades behind himself. And I liked old Booger. Man, we get out in that backyard there in Texas City and we just wrestle. And he looked at me and say, Sonny, I like you. I say, Booger, I like you too. And that's quite a name, ain't it? But that's what his name was, Booger. Because he was quite a booger. And I remember standing out there and I wanted a drink of water. And one of them second graders come up to me, and I just run, and he shoved me and said, "Step aside, man, I'm getting a drink." And he pushed me out of the way. And old Booger stepped right out of that bathroom and opened up the door and looked down and just heard that. He said, and he looked down on that boy and said, "Buddy, get away from that water and do it now." That boy looked up at Booger and said, "Yes, sir." He backed off. He said, "Sonny, have a drink." Hallelujah. I feel the power of the living God. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the glory of God talking to Austin Tabernacle and telling the devil, "Get back. Step out of the way. I'm going to let my people drink of the living water." Oh, hallelujah. Folks, there ain't nothing like it. When you begin to taste a little bit of heaven and you feel the presence of the Lord in your soul. Yeah. Let me tell you what's wrong with some of you. You've been through so much and you've been through so many battles that you just finally, you just say, "You know what? I ain't going to shout hallelujah no more. You know what? I ain't going to shout no more. You know what? I think I'm just going to join the ranks of the defeated." And you have missed out on the greatest thing when you stand in heaven and the Lord says, "Look over the balcony. Look at the judgment." And when the church sees the judgment of God, there's going to be something in us that is going to say, "Hallelujah. Hallelujah." Everybody has got a tormenting spirit out of hell that won't leave you alone. Everybody. You got one. You got one. I got one. I'm telling you something. And if you don't think you have one, folks, the only trouble with you is you ain't been in the battle. You just stick your head up out of the foxhole. Just point your gun. Fire a little bit at the enemy. And you'll find out you got one. He's been there all the while. But some of you just been sat back twiddling your thumbs, thinking you're just going to lay this one out. But you just lift up your head a little bit and try to do something for God. And He'll be right there. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to meet Him one day. And when I do, and in that day, I'm going to shout hallelujah. Hallelujah! Oh my God! My God is a righteous judge! My God is a righteous judge! He shall judge the sin of this world! There is a lying spirit in this world today that says that God doesn't care. I'm telling you, He does care. He cares about you. And the spirit of hell knows, for everybody that hangs on, that one day you're not going to be getting up slowly from those knees bent over in prayer saying, "My God, what is going on? What is going on? My God, what am I going through?" If you'll start saying, "Hallelujah. Hallelujah." You know what? The devil ain't going to like what we're fixing to do around here tonight. Brother Wagner, it's going to be all right. His brother's dying of cancer right now. It's going to be all right. God will make a way one way or the other. He'll see you through it. Folks, there's something about going to the graveyard. My God, I've been through it 3 times. There's something about crying till you can't cry anymore. And the devil jump on you right then and tell you God doesn't care. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Sister Harris, it's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. God's going to make a way. Sister Della, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. God's going to Sister Hill, God's going to work a way out of it. He's going to make a way for you. Everything's going to be all right. I'm telling you. But the devil doesn't want to hear you say it. But you need to say it anyhow. You need to say, "Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah."
You know what? We're going to do this as a church tonight. But before we do, is there anybody in here? Just one of you. Just one of you. That in the middle of the things you've been going through, you'd just like to stand up and say hallelujah. Anybody? See? Anybody else? Just thank you. That sounded good, Sister Debbie. Say it again. I knew it when she walked in there tonight. This was going to be her message. Sister Debbie, I don't know what it is, but I felt the Holy Ghost just come on you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Hallelujah. Oh, but she ain't the only one. Anybody else? Anybody? Thank you. God bless you. My God, the women aren't as loud as the men, but that's all right. It counts in God's world. Anybody else want to stand individually? Thank you, Brother Williams, my God, in Jesus' name. Go ahead. Stand and say it again. Stand up, sister. Anybody else feel like it? Hallelujah. Honey, stand up and shout hallelujah for me. Come on, Brother Stephen, stand up and shout hallelujah. Shout it again. I'm telling you, there's going to come a day we're going to dance. And we're going to shout. And we're going to praise God. Oh, my God. Woo! You're going to have to bear with me tonight, but I feel it in my soul. I feel it dancing in my spirit. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Praise God. You may be seated. Aren't everybody ready for that second hallelujah? Visitors, let me tell you something. I've read to you out of the Word of God. They're going to shout it. It's going to be loud. A lot of people don't even know this is in the Bible. They don't even know this is enough. But I'm going to tell you one thing. The devil knows it's here. Brother Shark, the devil knows it's here. Because he knows not only are we going to whip him, but we're going to dance on him. Are you ready for that second hallelujah? You stand up and shout it. You may be seated. I want heaven to hear it, but I want hell to hear it too. Would you stand and shout it one more time? Say it again. Clap your hands to the Lord. Oh! Hallelujah! Come on, I'm not ashamed of this. I said, I'm not ashamed of this. This is what I'm going to be doing in heaven. You may be seated. Because you see, the devil knocked all the pride out of me a long time ago. I ain't got nothing to stick my nose up in the air about anything. I'm not ashamed to stand here and shout hallelujah. I remember it was the day when I used to laugh at the Pentecostal preachers. I used to mock them. I ridiculed them. It's a bunch of ignorant. Where'd you get those guys from? Till one day, bowed a knee at an old-fashioned altar, and I repented of my dirty, rotten sins. I gave God my filthy rags, and God took that smart-aleck tongue away from me. And He took that mocking out of my mouth, and He gave me the Holy Ghost. And when He gave me the Holy Ghost, He's put me as a spectacle to the whole world. My God, I've had them laugh at me on the street corners. I've had them pull out switchblades on me. Had a man threaten me with a gun. My God, that's about everything in the book has happened to me. I'm not ashamed of this anymore. I'm too far down the road. I fought too many devils. It's been too much of a battle. Ain't no pride left in me to stand up and shout hallelujah. Because I know if I can do it here, I'm going to do it over there. If I can say it now, I'm going to say it then. Clap your hands to the Lord again. Oh! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
You may be seated. Oh, I got so excited about this as this was coming to me. I got down to that third hallelujah. And again, they said hallelujah. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne saying, amen, hallelujah. And the 24 elders, that's symbolic of the church, they fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne saying, amen, hallelujah. And I said, all right, God, where's the reason for that third hallelujah? Where's the purpose? The Lord said, you won't find it. I said, then why are they saying hallelujah? The Lord let me know every person that is ever going to be in heaven is going to understand the third hallelujah. And when the third hallelujah comes, the third hallelujah comes when you don't have any money to buy any more food. And there's no food on the table. You hardly have shoes on your feet. And the doctor tells you you only got about a month to live. And the devil stands there saying, okay, all right, come on, let's hear it now. Yeah, where's your God now? Huh? Where's your God? Come on, show me your God. Where is your God? But you don't think he ain't a mocker? He's a mocker. Great, big, wonderful, beautiful God. Ain't he great? Where is he now? Come on, where's the food? Can't pay the bills, huh? Can't pay the utilities, huh? Where's your God? Come on now. Tell me. Tell me where your God is. Hallelujah, devil. Hallelujah, devil. Hallelujah, devil. Had a businessman come up to me over in California. He said, you don't know who I am, but I drove down out of Memphis, Tennessee. I heard about that convention down in Jackson. And I come to hear about it. And that was the night you preached. He said, I never will forget you talking about that Sharon that was in your home church. And Sister Carolyn Frazier, I know you remember. So I know you remember Sister Sharon. And she was dying in the Galveston Hospital. He said, I was there. I was a businessman. And I'd been witness to and I heard about that convention. I drove all the way down. I heard you that night. He said, that was the night I got the Holy Ghost. I said, man, you got the Holy Ghost that night? He said, that's right. I drove all the way from Memphis, Tennessee to be in a one God Jesus name church. I got the Holy Ghost the night you preached. But I remember you talking about that girl. And though the doctors had made a mistake and she had lost her legs, and this poor girl laying there suffering because doctors had literally killed her. They told the story. The nurses would go by her hospital room and would stop and line the halls and listen to her talk in tongues. I heard the story. The angel said, sounds like an angel is in that room singing. My God, her leg's gone. Why would she love God? Because that was a hallelujah. That was down deep in her soul. You can't take it away. The doctors would stand there and bawl and squall like a bunch of babies. You will touch somebody. Hallelujah. It's that third hallelujah. For no reason at all. You just love God. He said, when I heard that story, I thought, my God, if a girl can love God like that, I want the Holy Ghost. He said, Brother Clark, I got the Holy Ghost that night. Folks, let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost is real. You think whatever you think about this crowd and whatever you want to think about me, but I'm going to tell you something. This Holy Ghost is real. It's genuine. It's genuine. Sharon left this world blaming nobody, though it was the doctor's fault. She blamed nobody, but she worshiped the Lord. I don't know how many people said, When you would walk by, you just wanted to stop and listen. It sounded like heaven in that hospital room. Folks, you can take any place and make it heaven. Devil says, come on. Come on. Where's your God now? You want to know where my God is? You want to know where my God is? My God's in here, devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now. Give me a reason to worship God. Devil, I don't need a reason to worship God. I don't need a reason to say hallelujah. Folks, the devil, only thing he understands is I'll give you a little and you give me a whole lot. That's the only thing that his brain can compute. But oh, when you can love God just because he's God, the devil stands off saying, I don't understand. Yeah, that's right, devil, because you don't have the Holy Ghost. You don't have the Holy Ghost. Folks, when you got the Holy Ghost, it doesn't matter what you're going through, what you have or don't have. I've had people tell me, they looked at me and said, you know what? If this is the way it's going to be, I got it a whole lot easier out there than I do in here. So why suffer in the church when I can just live it up in the world? There's only one difference. We got four hallelujahs. You got none. You may have 50 years at the most. We got eternity. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Come on, you just got a little time. We got forever and forever and forever and forever. Anybody had trouble paying your bills lately? No, you just sat there. I'm going to say that. Hallelujah! That's my hallelujah. Anybody been hurting lately? I saw the whole lower part of my son's leg in July ripped off. Doctor said King was in a hair's breadth of losing his leg completely. Doctor said just a little more and your boy would have lost his leg totally. I told God in the middle of all that, I said, my God, how much more? God, I go on a vacation to get a little bit of rest. God, we took off for a vacation just to rest a little bit from the battle. And my son almost losing his leg. I laid on that bed, lofted, and I cried. And I said, God, I don't understand anymore. It don't make sense anymore. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. My God, church, some of you think you only got a problem by yourself. My God, there's somebody sitting behind you. There's somebody in front of you. There's people all around you. But one of these days, God's going to gather this bunch together out of every corner of the earth. From the north, the south, the east, and the west. He's going to get them all together. And oh, we're going to look at one another. I don't know if it's going to happen, but maybe he's going to get Mr. Job up there for that third hallelujah. Come on, Job. When you didn't feel like it, you loved God anyhow. Oh, come on, clap your hands together. Come on. It ain't what you're getting. It ain't how good it's going. That's not what makes the third hallelujah. Sometimes, some of you sit back and you say, this sure does sound like forced worship to me.
There ain't freedom in here tonight. Oh, you poor pitiful thing. You little weak dog. You just lay over at any old sound, kick all four legs up in the air and just go to har, 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 har. My Lord, in a hollering. Dear God, you think you've been shot. Have mercy. Some of you sound like, I had a friend who had a bird dog, and that bird dog just wouldn't hunt birds. And he let it get a long distance off, and he was so mad at it, he lowered that gun and shot that dog. I said, not God, you shot your dog. That dog was a hollering and a yelping and a jumping. He let him get far enough away so he wouldn't kill him. That dog was worth too much money. He said, I'll guarantee you that wall won't do that again. My Lord, some of us, we just need a good old jolt in the Holy Ghost. Get us back on track again. Come on now, hallelujah. Come on now, hallelujah. Yeah, sometimes it's forced. Sometimes you just gotta go through that bird, hallelujah. I ain't got a reason, but I'm gonna worship God anyhow. Matter of fact, I got every reason to sit down and not love the Lord, but I'm gonna love Him anyhow. Are you ready? Come on, are you ready? How many are ready for that third hallelujah? Glory. Folks, come on now. I'm telling you, if God tarries long enough, you're going to need this third hallelujah. You're going to need it. We're going to love you, and we're going to be there with you. And you're going to cry, and you're going to say why. And you're just going to say, we're going to see Him on the other side. We're going to see Him on the other side. We're going to see Him on the other side. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Because we're going to look to our loved ones. We're going to look to our families, our friends. And we're going to say, you ready? Are you ready? Brother Matthew Lyman, I believe that third hallelujah is going to be a shattering one. I believe the angels are just going to back up, saying, where did they get that from? We got it out of trials, out of troubles, out of tribulation. We got it when we didn't want it. But that was sense to me. Devil, we don't care. It don't matter to us whether you like it or don't like it. Stand up and shout third hallelujah. Say it again. Say it again. Clap your hands one more time to the Lord. You may be seated. I won't preach much longer. There's one more hallelujah coming. I call this the coronation hallelujah. The Bible talks about that final hallelujah. And this is what it has to say. And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye servants. And ye that fear Him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters. Boy, you think we're loud here tonight. You wait till you see what's going on in heaven. And as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent. Everybody say omnipotent. Say omnipotent. Say reigneth. The fourth hallelujah, Brother Brewer, is the coronation hallelujah. This is the one that's going to put the nail in the devil's coffin. This is going to tell the devil you were a false king, you were a liar, you were a fraud. Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I'm telling you, the fourth hallelujah, brother, you and I, when we shout that fourth hallelujah, it's going to be saying, King of kings, Lord of lords. Omnipotent means He is more powerful. It means He is all powerful. It means there's nobody bigger than Him. It means He's the biggest of all. It means He's got the power of all. Jesus said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me, and I give it unto you. I give you power over all manner of sickness. I give you power to walk on serpents. I give you power to cast out devils. I give you power to heal the sick. I give you all power. Church, I'm here to tell you what Jesus had, he's given unto this church. And that fourth hallelujah is already here and now. It is already settled. He is my King. He is my Lord. I've already settled it. You know what? Before he is ever crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords upon his throne, he is going to be crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords on your throne. I've watched men of all walks of life come down his aisles. I've watched some tough men. I've watched some mean men. I've watched some good men. I've watched women of all walks of life, happy women, sad women, miserable women. I've watched them all come and bow and say, Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my heart. Come into my heart. And Lord, be Lord of all to me. Then I would see the battle. The demons would say, no, 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 don't pray that. No, don't pray that. Don't say that. You don't want him Lord of all. No, don't say that. No. That means that you and I can't have a good time anymore. That's right, devil. That's right. Get out of my heart. Get out of my life. Get out of my soul. When I was a young man, I remember particularly one evening, took a chair, set it down in our, we had a big old backyard. I sit in that chair and I watch that sun begin to set in the western sky. Tears began to come. I began to weep. I said, I can't go on much longer. God, I can't stand this. I can't take it. God, if I have any more of this fun, it's going to kill me. One of the girls at college told me, said, you know, everybody says that you're the happiest-go-lucky guy. Said, if there were a vote taken, this is what the girl told me, said, if there were a vote taken, they'd vote you as the happiest guy. I remember it. I remember it well. I still see Beverly standing there. I said, is that right, Beverly? Is that right? She said, Keith, I've never seen anybody as happy as you. Walked away, college books in my arms. I could still hear what Beverly was saying. I walked out to the car by the cable. I threw the books inside. I'm not happy. I'm not happy. I'm miserable. I'm so miserable. The parties. The good times. I can't stand it. God, I don't want to go to hell. Please, God, if you're real, help me. You can get such a shape that you don't even know if there's a God anymore. But oh God, hurry that prayer. I'm telling you, in less than 2 months, I was standing in a church service just like this, and I was feeling the waves of the glory of God sweeping over that auditorium. 1,000 young people standing on their feet, lifting their hands, worshiping God and praising God. Oh, I sat there bitter. I said, no, I'll not pray. I don't want this. I don't want to live this way. I'll just go on my miserable way. And then I heard the sweetest voice speaking in my ear. I love you. I want us to be together forever and forever.
And then I heard the demon say, "Nah, you don't want that. And if you do that, what are you going to do about the dancing down in Galveston? What are you going to do about the all-night parties?" And I remember distinctly, Brother Loa, I told the devil, said, "Shut up. I've had enough of you. I'm not going to live another day like this. You think you're taking me to hell with you? I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven." Folks, I know it must have scared everybody around me. I'm telling you, Sister Heidi, I jumped to my feet. I screamed out to God, "God, save me!" I know it must have shook everybody around me. But I'm telling you, in less than 30 seconds, I had the Holy Ghost. I had it. I was weeping. I was crying. I was laughing in the Holy Ghost. I said, "Oh my God, I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved." Oh, my friends said I'd never make it. But I made it. I made it the first year. I made it 5 years. I made it 15 years. I made it 25 years. I'm still making it. You know why, Sister Candy? I'm waiting.
All right.
I'm going to be there. When I see Jesus and He comes out and sits on that throne, there's going to be a hallelujah like this world has never heard. My God, church, they call it the wave. They do it in the massive stadiums all over America. There ain't nothing this old world's ever heard like they're going to hear from the Church of Living God on that day. When we see Jesus, when we see Jesus, when we see Jesus, there's going to be a hallelujah that's going to roll from your soul. You know why? Because He became the King of your life in this world. Every head bowed, every eye closed, and we worship the Lord together. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. I said, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name.
Presence of the living God. Jesus.
Bring forth the royal diadem. And crown Him.
Bow your heads and let's touch God together.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Santa Bohoshia, Santa Bohoshia, Santa Bohoshia.
Your diadem and crown Him, Lord of all.
I want you to listen to me now. You can look up. She here. I am begging you. I am begging you. Please. Please don't leave tonight without coming and praying. Please. In my lifetime, by the mercies of God, I have literally seen thousands of thousands of thousands receive the Holy Ghost. I saw more than 400 people, most of them Roman Catholics, receive the Holy Ghost in one night in El Salvador, in a massive stadium. Almost every one of them Roman Catholics. But I don't know when I have ever wanted to see somebody get the Holy Ghost as bad as I want to see somebody get the Holy Ghost tonight. The whole time I've been preaching, while I've been having a good time, I've been begging God, please God, don't let Him go without praying. Whatever she thinks of me, don't let her go without praying. Don't let her leave without calling on your name. Before I open this altar,
I want you to reach over and lay your hand on your neighbor's shoulder, and I want you to pray. Just pray. Would you do it?